British Prime Minister Tony Blair has become the first foreign head of government to visit Iraq since the fall of Saddam Hussein. He visited British troops in the south of the country to praise them for their role in winning the war. But as NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Baghdad, the top American commander in Iraq is warning against thinking the war is really over.
Tony Blair made a six-hour visit to Iraq, to the port city of Umm Qasr and the town of Basra. Both are located in the southern parts of the country occupied by British soldiers. Britain's prime minister met with local school children, Iraqi leaders, and Paul Bremer, the U.S. civil administrator in Iraq. In addressing the troops he commands, Blair minimized past disagreements back home about the wisdom of invading the country.
But I can assure you of one thing, there's absolutely no dispute in Britain at all about your professionalism and your courage and your dedication, and not just the way you won the war, which was extraordinary, but the way that you're conducting the peace, which is remarkable.
However, in Baghdad today, the word war was still being used in the present tense.
The war has not ended, ma'am. That's a point that I need you to understand. The war has not ended.
That's Lieutenant General David McKiernan, the overall commander of U.S. and British troops in Iraq. He held a news conference following a spate of attacks on American forces around the country. Two U.S. soldiers died in a shootout at a checkpoint at the start of the week. On Tuesday, another died in Baghdad when his vehicle reportedly hit a mine. The same day, another soldier was killed in a rocket-propelled grenade attack on a convoy. Still another died the same way today.
Decisive combat operations against military formations has ended, but these contacts we're having right now are in a combat zone, and it is war, and they are regime, members of the regime that still must be removed.
McKiernan said he believes the different attacks on U.S. troops this week were carried out by members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party and other supporters of the ousted government.
Who exactly is conducting these attacks, whether it's a combination of Ba'athists, of former military, of Fayyadin, or foreign fighters, I don't know exactly yet. That'll certainly, we'll find that out over time.
McKiernan rejected the idea that the skirmishes and ambushes were the work of a new anti-American movement here. He went on to say troop reinforcements may be sent to the town of Fallujah, the scene of repeated clashes between U.S. troops and Iraqi gunmen. McKiernan also said he would not rule out asking the 3rd Infantry Division, which led the drive to Baghdad during the war, to stay on a bit longer. Many of its soldiers had been expecting to be sent home when the 1st Armored Division took over their duties in the Iraqi capital this week. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Baghdad.